我们有收到一些问题呀、啊，那明天或后天哈、啊，我们在上课的时候再来回答。
So we have received some questions, but we will answer them in the next couple days.
那我们今天来看阿摩斯书的第五章。
So today, let us look at Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书的第五章。
Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书的背景就是在一个很强盛的国家里面，人民的生活过得非常好。
So the background of the book of Amos is that of a kingdom that was very prosperous and they lived very well.
但是在很舒服的环境里面，人的信仰开始偏离了神。
However, in a prosperous environment, the faith of the people began to depart from God.
而且，人的道德，开始走下坡。
And the people began to go on a downward path.
所以，在生活中有很多罪的事情发生。
So there was a lot of sin in their life.
因此，神借着阿摩斯先知来传从神来的警告。
And so through Amos, God was going to give the people a prophecy of warning.
那我们今天来看第五章。
Let's look, today we will look at Amos chapter 5.
第五章的24节是整个阿摩斯书讯息的主题呀。
So in Amos chapter 5, verse 24, that is the main theme of the book of Amos.
我们看《阿摩斯书》第五章的24节。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 5, verse 24.
唯愿公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。
Verse 24, but let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.
这个是整卷书的一个中心的讯息。
And so this is the central theme of this whole book.
那为什么先知会这样？神要先知传这样的警告呢？
So why would God want the prophet to give this type of message?
好，那我们现在就来看第五章从第1节到17节
And so
是
now,
人对不义的审判。
and so we will look at Amos chapter 5, verse 1 to 17, and we will see the judgment on the unjust.
第五章的第1节到第3节，
So Amos chapter 5, verse 1 to 3.
就在讲从神来的哀歌。
Is talking about the lamentation from God.
我们知道从神来的神是美善的是全备的所以从神来应该是好的。
So we know that God is good. So what comes from him should be good.
他是众光之父，所以从神来应该是带给我们光明。
And he is a God of light, so he should bring light to us all.
他应该是带给我们盼望。
And he should give us hope.
但是在这个3节里面从神来的却是一个哀歌。
But from verse 1 to 3, we see that instead of that, God gives a lamentation.
为什么？
Why is that?
最重要我们现在看这个神的哀叹是什么？
And most important is for us to look at what is God lamenting about?
第一节以色列要听我为你们做的哀歌，这个地方讲神为他们做的哀歌。
In verse 1, it says that the Lord has given them a lamentation.
这个就是非常负面的啊，也就是神要毁灭他们的一个重要原因啊。
And so this is a very negative, and it is a very, is the reason why God wants to destroy them.
因为他们活在罪里面。
That is because they live in sin.
所以活在罪里面是没有前途的。
And so to live in sin, there is no way forward.
虽然很快乐短暂是一种享受但是再看远一点呢，没路可走。
Because if though you may enjoy pleasure for a little while, the end there is nothing there for you.
因为神是公义的神站在前面，所以过着犯罪的生活方式这个是没有前途的。
Because God is righteous, and so if you were to continue, then there's no more path for you to go.
所以第二节。以色列民跌倒，不得再起，躺在地上，无人搀扶。
Verse 2, the virgin of Israel has fallen, she will rise no more. She lies forsaken on her land.
这个地方讲啊，倒下去再起不来了。
So here it tells us they fall, the fall and they are unable to rise up.
因为一旦人犯罪，就得罪了神。
Because when a person sins, then they have sinned, they have wronged God.
因为神造人的目的就是要荣耀他。
Because God created man for his glory.
那犯罪就亏欠神的荣耀。
So to sin is to fall short of the glory of God.
所以这样的人就倒下去不能再起来。
So this type of person, they will fall and not be able to rise again.
亚当夏娃犯罪就被赶出伊甸园。
Just like Adam and Eve, once they sinned, they were sent out of the Garden of Eden.
那我们再看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
主如此说，以色列的城发出一千，只剩一百。发出一百，只剩下十个。
3. For thus says the Lord God, the city that goes out by 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel.
这个好像打战你派了1,000个兵，900个都已经死掉了，只剩一百。
So this is a battle. We send out that 900 have already fallen, and only 100 are left.
为什么？因为如果神没有同在人就不能打胜仗。
This is because if God is not a working or abiding, then the man cannot be victorious.
我们看以色列百姓攻占迦南，打败了七族。
And we know that the Israelites they conquered the seven nations of the land of Canaan.
那最重要的原因就是因为。神为他们征战。
And they were able to be victorious because God was fighting for them.
那现在活在罪里面神不愿意他们征战，那所以一千个就只剩下一百个。
So since they were living in sin, God no longer fights for them, so they send out 1,000 and only 100 are left.
所以没有神的同在，我们的人生失去神的祝福，这是很可怜的。
So for us to not have the abidance of God, that means we are do not have the blessing of God, and that is very pitiful.
所以这是哀歌。
So this is the lamentation.
但是每一个问题，神都给他们有一个答案去解决。
However, for every problem, God has given them a solution.
这个好像小孩子不乖父母有时候会管教小孩子。
So this is like when a child is disobedient and a parent will discipline.
但是都会告诉他你应该怎么做。
However, they will tell them, their child what they ought to do.
哦，那这个小孩子如果照父母去讲的去做啊，他就不会受管教，他就可以得到父母的爱。
And so if the child does what the parent tells them, then they will not be disciplined and they will be able to experience the love of the parent.
好，那对这样的哀歌要怎么来，怎么过呢？怎么办呢？
So, what to do with this lamentation?
好，我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
啊。神向以色列家如此说：你们要寻求我，啊，就必存活。这是答案。
For thus says, oh, so this is the answer. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel: Seek me and live.
哦，所以虽然他们会跌倒起不来，啊，那一千个剩一百个。啊，但是如果他们寻求神啊，就可以存活。
So even though they will lose only be left with 100 out of 1,000, if they seek the Lord, then they will live.
啊，这个寻求神啊，就是啊，做神认为对的事情。
To seek the Lord is to do what is right in the eyes of God.
啊，也就是，哦，我们一生试着来过一个啊，神认为对的生活。
And so we must live a life, that is according, to what is right in the eyes of God.
啊，所以有时候我们常常发现生活中的不顺啊，要我们都把它想做说，啊，这可能是运气不好。
So sometimes we encounter difficulties in our life, and we may think that, oh, it's just bad luck.
哦，但是有时候哈，啊，我们来寻求神哈，有神帮助啊，这些都可以解决的。
So when, but if we seek the Lord, then all of these difficulties and or problems can be resolved.
啊，我们先来看啊，耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
十三节。
Verse 13.
二十九章的，我们从十一节开始。
Jeremiah chapter 29, we'll start from verse 11.
神说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。十二节。
12.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允。十三节。
13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻找，就必寻见。耶利米用23年的时间传达神的警告。
And so Jeremiah used 23 years to prophesy the warning of God.
哦，那这个警告很简单，要离开恶道恶行，这样你们才不会被惩罚。
And the message was very simple, to depart from evil so that you will not be punished.
但是23年哦，没有一个人愿意改变。
But for 23 years, no one was willing to change.
啊，所以神就叫耶利米改变讯息。好，现在你们要被掳到巴比伦70年。
So, God told Jeremiah to change the message to that they will now be held captive in Babylon for 70 years.
哦，那这个是神不爱他们吗
？So is this because God does not love them？
所以十一节讲啊，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安，不是降灾祸的意念。
But in verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil."
哦，所以神爱他的选民啊，神所对他选民的计划是让他们活在平安里面。
And so this is the love that God wants for his people, that they dwell in peace.
啊，但是被掳到70年哈，这个是灾祸啊。
But to dwell, to be taken captive to Babylon for 70 years, this is a calamity.
好，那为什么会降下灾祸？
So why would he send this calamity upon them?
要叫你们末后有指望。
And it's so that they can have a future and a hope.
所以在巴比伦这个70年，他们痛苦，回头，悔改，寻求神。
So in the 70 years, taking that they are in Babylon, they are repenting and returning back to God.
所以时候到，神就带他们回来。
So that when the time has come, then God will bring them back.
因此寻求神就必存活。
And so in searching for the Lord, then they will be able to live.
我们再看以西结书18章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
以西结书18章32节。
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32.
我们先从30节开始。
We'll start from verse 30.
所以主说，以色列啊，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们，你们应当回头离开所犯一切的罪过。这样罪灭必不使你们灭亡。这个地方讲哦，要回头离开所犯的罪。
Here it tells them they need to repent and turn from all your transgressions.
那罪孽就不使你们灭亡。
So that iniquity will not be your ruin.
这句话的另外一个意思就是说，如果不回转，如果不回头，罪灭就会让你们灭亡。
In other words, if they do not return or they do not repent, then iniquity will be their ruin.
那怎么回头?
So how can they turn
back? 31节。
This is in verse 31.
你们要将所犯的一切罪过尽行抛弃，制作一个新心跟心灵。
So they have to cast away from you all the transgression which you have committed and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit.
所以悔改本身啊，实在也不简单啊。
So it is not easy to repent.
这个不只是说在神面前主啊，我有过错。
So it's not just to say that before God that I have sinned.
这个是在神面前立志要过一个新的生活。
But that before God you make the determination to live a new life.
所以31节说，你们何必死亡呢？
And so in 31, it asks, why should you, why should you die?
Yeah, 32节。
Verse 32.
主说，我不喜悦使人的死。
For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies.
所以神看到一个罪人死亡，神并不高兴。
And so for God to see a sinner die, God takes no pleasure from it.
这是不得已，因为他的公义，也因为人不愿意改变，不是神所愿意看到。
And it is because of God's righteousness and not because God wants to, people to die.
所以最后的劝告是说，所以你们要回头才能够存活。
Therefore, the last warning is, therefore, turn and live.
所以如果我们有看到有人在这个社交网站有po上一些犯罪的生活方式我们不适合在上面跟他赞同。
And so if we see people post things that about related to their sinful lives, we should not support it by pressing like.
为什么？因为再下去就是灭亡。
Because if we were to continue, then it would lead to death.
我们要的是他回头。
What we want is for them to return.
神也希望他回头。
And God hopes for their return.
神不要人死亡。
God does not want them to die.
那我们现在回来看阿摩士书第五章。
Now let's turn back to Amos chapter 5.
阿摩士书的第五章。
Amos chapter 5.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
不要往伯特利去寻求，不要进入吉甲，不要过到别是巴，因为吉甲必被掳掠，伯特利也必归于无有。
5. But do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing.
为什么特别讲不要到伯特利到吉甲呢？
Why does it specifically say that to not go to Bethel or Gilgal?
因为第四章第四节，以色列啊，任你们往伯特利去犯罪，到吉甲增加罪过。
Because in chapter 4, verse 4, it says, come to Bethel and transgress, at Gilgal, multiply transgression.
因为伯特利跟吉甲，以色列人在那边拜偶像。
Because at Bethel and Gilgal, that's where the Israelites go, people go there to worship idols.
所以第五节，不要往伯特利去，因为如果到伯特利，到吉甲去，很多人拜偶像就觉得不会孤单。
So,to not go to Bethel and Gilgal, because since there are many people who worship idols there, and if they go, they would feel that it is all right to do so.
约翰福音里面呢，讲光来到世界，世人不接受光，反而恨光。
And in John, it talks about how the light came into the world, but the world did not know the light.
所以有时候一看犯罪就很孤单。义人、好人，活在光明里面的人都跑光了。
And sometimes living in the light, you feel that it is very lonely because all of those people who had been living in the light had disappeared into the darkness.
就会去找一些同样过这种很世俗甚至犯罪生活的人在一起。
Then they look for people who live in sin and they live and are together.
这样就觉得说不是我一个人，还有很多人跟我是一样的。
Because then you will feel that it's not just me, but there are many people that are living in sin like I am.
所以第五节讲不要往伯特利，不要往基甲，也不要往别是巴，这个都是拜偶像的地方。
And so in verse 5, it says, do not seek Bethel, nor enter Gilgal, nor pass over to Beersheba, because these are all places of idol worship.
如果到那里就不会回头了，因为大家都这样做。
If you go there, then you would not feel the need to return because everyone is doing the same thing.
好，第六节。
Verse 6.
那怎么办？
So what should they do?
要寻求神，就必存活。
They need to seek the Lord and live.
然后，免得他在约瑟家向火发出，在伯特利焚烧，无人扑灭，免得神的火发出来。
6. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it with no one to quench it in Bethel.
所以对这个哀歌的回应就是要寻求神
And so in response this lamentation from God, we must seek God so that we can live.
那从第五章的第七节开始。
So starting from chapter 5, verse 7.
第五章的第七节开始一直到十三节再继续描写他们很多不同的罪。
Verse 7 to verse 13, it describes many different types of sins or transgressions.
我们现在看第五章的第七节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 7.
你们使公平变为阴沉，将公义丢于地。
7. You who turn justice to wormwood and lay righteousness to rest in the earth.
也就是他们丢弃的公平跟公义这种生活的道理。
So they have forsaken justice and righteousness in their life.
所以到第七节。
In verse 7.
你们这面 第八节哈。
Verse 8。
那造星的和参星的啊，使时印变为晨光，使白日变为黑夜，啊，命海水啊浇在地上的啊，他的名是神，就是要寻求神。
So verse 8 tells us we must seek for God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他使力强的忽然灭亡，以致宝藏遭遇毁坏。
9. He rains ruin upon the strong, so that the fury comes upon the fortress.
有的时候人在犯罪就是因为他觉得他有依靠，他有保护，所以他不怕。
So sometimes people sin because they feel that they have protection, they have something they can rely on, so they are unafraid.
但是第九节讲神能够让一个人的力量忽然消失，神能够让一个人的宝藏忽然毁坏。
But God says in verse 9 that he can take away suddenly a person's strength, and he can also take away a person's reliance.
所以如果惹神生气什么事情都可以发生。
And so if we provoke God to wrath, then anything can happen.
没有一个能够救这一个人。
There is nothing that would be able to save a person.
好，我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
你们怨恨那在城门口责备人的，憎恶那说正直话的。
10. They hate the one who rebukes in the gates, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly.
在旧约时代，这个城门口常常是族长或者长老坐在那里。
And so, and oftentimes, during this period, it would be the leaders or chiefs of or the elders that would sit by the city gates.
他们一般都是大家所尊重的。
And these are the people that are respected.
但是这些犯罪的人就恨恶那一些人因为那一些人会指出他们的错。
But the people who sin will hate those who people at the gate because they will rebuke them for their sins.
所以说正直话的他们也憎恶。
So those who are speaking uprightly are hated.
所以有时候我们常常想到底我是什么样的人。
So sometimes we think, what kind of person are we?
有一个很简单的方法，就是我们所交的朋友是什么样的人。
We can think about what kind of friends do we have.
若有时候父母亲也不了解自己的孩子，到底他在外面好还是不好。
So sometimes parents don't know, or don't understand their children, so they don't know how they're doing outside.
就请他的朋友，带他朋友回来看看，你就知道了。
So you can ask them to bring their friends home, and then you will know.
因为相同特性的人会聚在一起。
Because similar people will gather together.
所以这里这些活在罪里面的这些人他们就对那个正直的人，对那个会责备人的他就非常的憎恶。
And so for those who are living in sin, they hate those who rebuke or are upright.
那我们看十一节。
So let's look at verse 11.
他们践踏平民，向他们勒索麦子，用凿过的石头建造房屋，却不得住在其内。栽种美好的葡萄树， 就不得喝所出的酒。这里讲。
11, therefore, Oh, 11. Therefore, because you strip down the poor and take grain taxes from them, though you have built houses of hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them.
圣经里面讲，我们如果，藐视穷人，就是入墨造他的神。
And so here, the Bible tells us that if we are to oppress the poor, then we are going against God.
比方说，如果一个人，他有一个孩子比较弱势。
And so, for example, if a person, they have a child that is weaker.
但是我们看不起他，你想那个父母会怎么反应？
But people look down on this child. Other people look down on this child. How would the parent react?
这个父母一定很生气啊。
Then the parent would be very angry.
所以一个人虽然贫穷哦，天上的神就是他的父。
So even though a person may be very poor, but their father is the father in heaven.
然后他们是主耶稣的宝血所买来的。
And they had been purchased by the blood of Christ.
那我们就想如果我们看清楚一个穷人，那他在天上的父会怎么感觉？
But if we were to look highly upon a poor person, how would their father in heaven respond?
因此这个十一节来讲你践踏贫民就是欺负贫民你虽然这个人虽然造房子不能住在其内，栽种美好的葡萄树不能喝其中所作，就是说劳碌但是没有办法享受它的结果。
So for the person who treats the poor badly, then they will not be able to experience the fruit of their labor.
12节。
Verse 12.
罪过何等多，罪恶何等大，你们苦待义人，收受贿赂，在城门口驱往穷人。
12. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate.
这里讲苦待义人。
Here it says that they are afflicting the just.
义人是神所喜悦的。
And so the just are people that God is pleased with.
苦待义人就是让神受苦。
To afflict the just is to cause God to suffer.
那收受贿赂一个人就会趋往正直。
And so to divert. 12节。And so to divert the poor.
为什么？因为穷人没有外在的条件那又收了贿赂人的眼睛就瞎了。
So because they take the bribes, so then their people's eyes are blinded.
所以这个都是人的罪。
And so all of this are the sins of man.
那十三节通达人见这样的事是必静默不言。
13. Therefore the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
为什么？
So why is this?
因为整个社会活在罪里面不公义，所以虽然讲话也没有什么作用，反而会被逼迫。
So all of the people of the society at that time were evil. So even if you say what is right, it will have no effect. But also you would be persecuted for saying the right thing.
所以这个通达人就静默不言了，不讲话了。
And so that is why the just are afflicted.
那对这样的一个情况要怎么样，怎么办呢？
And so during this type of environment, what can we do?
因为如果没有做一个改变，神的惩罚一定会来到。
Because if there is no change, then God's judgment will come.
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
所以你们要求善，不要求恶，就必存活。
Seek good and not evil, that you may live.
也就是说，要从恶变成善，这样就可以活。
And so to turn from to go from evil to good, then that is how we will live.
前面说要寻求神就可以存活。
And so in the beginning it says to seek the Lord and you will live.
这里讲要求善就可以存活。
Here it says to seek good and you will live.
其实这两个是同样的。
So these two things are the same.
因为寻求神就是会行善。
Because to seek God is to do good.
那我们再看第五章的十六节开始，主的日子。
So let's continue. In Amos chapter 5, verse 16, it is the day of the Lord.
十五章的十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
主万军的神如此说，在一切宽阔之处必有哀嚎的声音，在各街市上必有人说。哀嚎哀嚎，又必叫农夫来哭嚎，叫善于歌唱来举哀。再看十七节。
Verse 17.
在各葡萄园必有哀嚎的声音，因为我必从你们中间经过，这是神说的。这个十六节跟十七节讲神从他们中间经过，结果有哀嚎的声音。
Here in verse 16 and 17, it says that the Lord will pass through them, and as a result, there is wailing.
你看主耶稣所走过的地方，大家都蒙恩典。
And so, if we think about it, where Jesus Christ goes, every person is blessed and receive grace.
因为主耶稣带来充充满满有恩典有真理。
Because Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth.
那这里神走过的地方，为什么到处有哀嚎呢？
But why is it that where God passes through, there is wailing?
就是因为人有罪。
And this is because the people have sinned.
他不愿意改变了。
They are unwilling to change.
我们看亚当跟夏娃没有犯罪以前，他们天天跟神在一起，在伊甸园里面。
So for Adam and Eve, before they sinned, they spent every day in the Garden of Eden with God.
那犯罪以后就不肯出来见神。
But after they sinned, they were afraid to meet God.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他们没有办法见神。
Because they were unable to meet God.
所以这里讲神经过的地方而本来是要蒙福的，但是因为活在罪里面没有改变，带来审判，反而充满着哀嚎。
And so, because where God passes through should have been a time of blessing and grace, but because of they lived in their sin, and when God passes through them, there's only wailing.
那如果我们看十八节到二十节。
So from verse 18 to 20.
想望主的日子来到有祸了，你们为何想望神的日子呢？
18. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord, for what good is the day of the Lord to you?
如果我们看启示录主耶稣第二次再临的时候，有两种人，两种反应。
So if we look at Revelation, when Jesus Christ comes again, there are two different reactions.
一种人是捶胸顿足哀哭。
There are those who are wailing and have gnashing of teeth.
为什么？
Why?
他们的罪停留在他们身上。
Because their sin remains on them.
但是那个穿光明洁白细麻衣，这一天就是最高兴的，因为这一天是婚宴的时候。
But those who wear the white linen robe, this is the day of the happiest day, joyfulest day, because this is when they can meet Jesus.
所以虽然他们是选民，但是如果活在罪里面，没有改变，想望神来的日子，这是一种灾祸。So
if even though they may be the people of God, if they do not change, return back, then when the Lord comes, it is a day of wailing.
所以下面，你们为什么想念神的日子呢？那黑暗没有光明。
And so, and we see that it is because it will be darkness and not light.
没有公义就没有光明。
Because there, if there is no righteousness, then there is no light.
然后19节。
And then in verse 19.
好像人躲避狮子又遇见熊，或进了房屋或靠墙就被蛇咬。也就是说，这个灾殃是逃不掉的。
So verse 19 tells us that they cannot escape from this calamity.
所以得罪神哦，没有地方跑的。So
if you sin against God, there's nowhere you can hide.
所以进到房屋以为比较安全，但是被蛇咬。So
they may enter into the house thinking that they are safe, but then a serpent will bite them.
24节。
Verse 20.
人的日子不是黑暗没有光明吗? 不是幽暗毫无光辉吗?
20. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it?
其实神是光明的。
Actually, God is light.
就是因为他们活在黑暗里面。
But because they live in darkness.
好，那我们现在休息5分钟。
Now we will take a 5